righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you. Lord, it's been glorious, it's been wonderful. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence in the midst of your people once again, Master. Thank you for the great blessings. Thank you, Master, for deliverances. Thank you, Master, for infilling of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the infilling of the Holy Ghost, Master. Thank you, Master, for great things that you did, Master. Needs that you have met, oh living God. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Lord Jesus, it is not a fallacy, Lord. It is not a gainsaying. It is the truth of the Almighty God that you have brought your mighty works in the midst of your people once again this day. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, as we look unto thee for more of your blessing this afternoon through this evening, help us the more, O living God. Give us more understanding, more revelation, speak to our hearts, how to master what you have done for us, loving Savior. And Lord, at the end of the service, Master, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Master. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. You are welcome to the service. Can we please have our seat a little? I believe we are all blessed this morning for this afternoon. It's wonderful. We appreciate the Lord for what he's doing in the midst of his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May I just I love to sing this song, if you will not mind, in Yoruba, before we open the scriptures. Okay, I don't know whether... I think Esther should know the song very well.
I give my life
because I sang it once.
Dominira Moya. fẹ́ ni tó kú fún mi. Ayé mi yóò ṣe dókú bọ̀. Mo wá fẹ́ ni tó kú fún mi. Jésù Ọlọ́run. Praise ye the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Oh, that is my testimony.
Èyí ni ẹ̀rí mi.
I'm glad that Jesus Christ died for me. If not that he died for me, where would I have been? A wretched, worthless slave to bow like myself, who at once had law and grace the far. But God in his mercy had mercy on me and brought me to his house. So counted me to be one of his children. Counted me to be among the court of the Almighty God. Counted me to be a son of the Almighty God. The son of the Most High. Who am I? Did I worth it? No. But he counted me worthy by his grace. Praise be the Lord. I don't know whether that is like it is like that for you.
But
that is the way it is with me. God bless you. Let's take our Bible as we stand on our feet. We read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. We read verses 1-3. Then we read the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 and Isaiah 32:1-3. Observe the month of Habib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Habib the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no living bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, wherewith even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt. All the days of thy life. You can read that to Joruba.
Okay. Nítorí náà, kí ìwọ kí ó máa pa ẹran ère kọjá sí Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ nínú agbo ẹran àti nínú ọ̀wọ́ ẹran níbi tí Olúwa yóò yàn láti fi orúkọ rẹ̀ sí. Ìwọ kò gbọdọ̀ jẹ àkàrà wíwú pẹ̀lú rẹ̀. Ìjọ méje ni ìwọ ó fi jẹ àkàrà aláìwú pẹ̀lú rẹ̀. Àní oúnjẹ ìpọ́njú, nítorí pé ìwọ ti ilẹ̀ Íjíbítì jáde wá ní kánjúkánjú, kí ìwọ kí ó lè máa rántí ọjọ́ tí ìwọ ti ilẹ̀ Íjíbítì jáde wá ní ọjọ́ ayé rẹ gbogbo.
The book of Proverbs chapter 18,
ìwé òwe,
verse 10.
Oríkejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Orúkọ Olúwa ilé ìṣọ́ agbára ni olódodo sá wọ inú rẹ̀ ó sì là.
The name of the Lord.
Àní orúkọ Olúwa.
And the righteous runneth into.
Olódodo sá wọ.
Into that name of the Lord.
Wọ inú orúkọ Olúwa yìí.
And is safe.
Ó sì di ẹni ìgbàlà.
Then let's read Isaiah 32.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ka ìwé Isaiah 42:1-3.
Verses 1-3.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ìkẹta.
And 1-2.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ìkejì.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Kíyèsí, ọba kan yóò jẹ ní òdodo, àwọn olórí yóò fi ìdájọ́ ṣe àkóso. Ẹnìkan yóò sì jẹ bí ibi ìsapamọ́ kúrò lójú ẹ̀fúfù àti ààbò kúrò lọ́wọ́ ìjì, bí odò omi ní ibi gbígbẹ, bí òjìji àpáta ńlá ní ilẹ̀ gbígbẹ.
A man shall be as an hiding place from the wind and the covet, from the wind and a covet from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place.
Ẹnikan yóò si jẹ bi sapamọ kuro loju efufu ati abo kuro lọwọ iji bi o to mi ni ibi gbigbẹ bi ojiji apata nla ni ile gbigbẹ.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹyin Oluwa.
The Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word.
Jẹ ki Jesu Oluwa ko fi ibukun fun
kika. You can be seated.
Ati gbigbọ ọrọ rẹ pipe ẹjẹ ki a joko.
So thus far in this sermon,
ninu iwasu yi,
which we titled the theme to be the name of the Lord.
Eyi ti a pe akota pe erongba re ni oruko Oluwa.
Yeah, we are picking from God's chosen place of worship and God's only place of worship.
Amu jade ninu Olorun yan ibi isin ati ibi isin kan soso ti Olorun.
And then what's this sermon that we are letting off the pressure also. Praise you, the Lord. So thus far we have find a place where God put his name. We have found out that the name of this our God, or the human name of our God, is Jesus Christ. Praise you, the Lord. And that is the place that God has chosen to put his name. And that is the place that God is dwelling inside. Take note. This Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
where his human name is Jesus.
Yes,
he is the promised Messiah that is to come, who is Christ. And
he
is our Lord. That is why he is called the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, the Lord. So, what I'm pointing our attention to this evening is that God dwells in Christ Jesus. And this Christ Jesus is the dwelling place of God, the tabernacle of God, and that is where God will meet every worshiper.
Jesus Christ yi ohun si ni ago Olorun nibi ti Olorun yo ti ba gbogbo olujo si igbagbe pade.
Remember, he manifested himself in human flesh.
Eran ti wi pe o fi ara re ni aworan eniyan.
And the children might ask, how can we enter Jesus Christ? How can we enter a human being?
Awon mode wa le bere wi pe bawo ni o se wonu ago ara eniyan, bawo ni o se wonu eniyan.
Then that is what we want to look at this evening. Trusting the Lord to help us. And we try to, if we can round up this sermon.
All
right. Now, but Abraham said, so I wouldn't, maybe I might not read much.
Or maybe I wouldn't.
But Abraham said that this same Jesus, who was promised, who came manifested in the flesh, was the antitype, and was the antitype. It's not the type. Is it afiwe? So it's not the type, but this Jesus is the antitype. Of what took place in Egypt. When the children of Israel were to move out of Egypt. And God has plagued Egypt with a lot of plagues. Nine plagues, to be precise. And God said, this last one, this tenth one, will be the camel that will broke the, or will be the, whatever, how we say it, will be the last one. Yes, sir. And God told his prophet what the people must do before they will move out of Egypt. God told them, he said, all the house of Israel should take a lamb, not a sheep. Not, how do we differentiate a lamb from a sheep? They should take a lamb. It's okay. He said, God said they should all take one lamb per house. And all of them, they should take it on the 10th day, each house, one lamb. They should take it on the 10th day and keep it till the 14th day. And this lamb must be without blemish. Yes, sir. It should be without blemish. And in the evening on the 14th day, they should all kill this lamb and take the blood, put it on the lintel and the doorpost. And the doorpost. It is not just one the lintel is on the top.
Okay.
And the doorpost, I tell you that. And the doorpost is the side. Yeah, like a cross. So don't think it is just on the lintel. It's not on the lintel. On the lintel and the doorpost.
Okay.
To make like a cross. Something like that, though it's not perfectly like that. So, and God said, after they kill the lamb and use the blood on the lintel and the doorpost, they should roast the lamb. They should roast the lamb. Yeah. They should not boil it. They should roast it. And they should eat it like that. God said, none of the bone of this lamb should be broken. Go and read Exodus chapter 12. That's the way it is written there. God said they should not break the bone of this lamb. They should eat it like that. And the nothing of the flesh of the lamb should remain till the following day. If anything remains, they should burn it off. So don't forget, brethren, that was the word of the Lord. Or was it the word of Moses? It was the word of the Lord. That makes it the living word. Yes, sir. So it is the direct word that God told Moses that the people should do that evening. And it is the present, the living word. It is life.
Praise
the Lord. And God said, it is an instruction that God gave his servant the prophet to give to the people, and they must carry it out exactly the way the prophet said it.
I
hope you are following. Yeah, in school we follow the way it is laid down, so that we get it through the antitype, the way the antitype was also, how the antitype was also done with.
All right.
Then God said, when after they've killed the lamb, they put the blood on the lintel, after they have done everything the way they should do it, all of them should enter inside the house and should never go out again until they hear the commandment that they should go out. They should not go out. Whoever goes out, maybe she will say, my friend has party. He could even be in the king's palace. Like we do here in Yoruba land. So we have to cook for the party tomorrow.
So I
have to go there to stay with my friends so that we cook, we do everything. I'm the bride, whatever. I will stay with the bride. So I'm the bride. What do they call it? The bridesmaid. I'm the bridesmaid. I have to stay with the bride until after the wedding before I come back home. If she is an Israelite, and if she will not obey what the prophet said, if anything happens to her in the king's palace, it is what? It is her fault. Although this one has to do with the first son in the family. If that first son goes to anywhere and go and lodge there, he will be dead before the morning. But Abraham said, even if a priest in Israel, if he says that I'm circumcised, and because I'm circumcised, I don't need to listen to Moses. And he will not put the blood on his lintel and his doorpost. I don't care how Israelite he is. In his house, his first son will go for it. I hope you are following what we are saying. Two major things I want to point to us is this. This directive is the directive of the Almighty God. Therefore, it is thus saith the Lord. I don't care who you are. If you fail to carry it out and you say that I'm an Israelite, I was circumcised the eighth day, I'm this and that, I'm even this, I'm even that, I don't care who you are. Once you don't do what the prophet said, and you don't apply the blood to your house, your first son will be dead before morning.
Praise
ye the Lord. That is what God said. So, according to the scriptures, that was where everybody stayed. Every true Israelite obeyed the prophet of the Lord. And they stayed inside the house where the blood is. And God said, when the death angel is passing through the land that night, he said, when I see the blood, I will do what? I will pass over you. Praise the Lord. That is the only place where death will not strike. That is the only place where death cannot enter. By the word of the Lord, death is forbidden to enter that house. Praise the Lord. But anywhere there is no that blood, death angel enters and take the firstborn. I don't care who the person is. Praise ye the Lord. And but Abraham taught us, according to the scripture that we know, that when the Lord Jesus Christ was here, there was a prophet that was the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Yes, sir. He is the bridge between the old and the new. That is Prophet John the Baptist. And when this foreigner, the prophet of the Lord, Praise the Lord. Did you know what Abraham said? John the Baptist is the only prophet that never performed a miracle.
John only told me, only woli kan to je pe ko se yanu kankan. Only woli ti o se yanu ninu gba won woli.
That's the truth.
Ti o se ise yanu.
Was the word of the Lord with him?
Ije oro Olorun wa pelu re bi.
Yes sir. Ben, the word of the Lord was with him.
Oro Olorun wa pelu re.
Hallelujah. So, and this prophet of the Lord, when God directed him to River Jordan, to go and baptize for forgiveness of sins, and God told him, and God told him that the one, the Messiah, that is to come. When you see the Spirit descending and ascending on him, that is the one that is Christ. So when John saw Jesus and he saw the sign that God told him that will be on the Messiah, the Christ, what did he say? He said, behold, the Lamb of God that does what? Taketh away the sin of the world. Is that what the angel told Mary that Jesus will be? He said his name shall be called Jesus, but he shall save his own from his people from their sin. And when John saw him, he identified him and he proclaimed, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That is the Paschal Lamb. Passover lamb. Yes, sir. We call it Paschal lamb, but it's the same Passover lamb. Yes, sir. That is the Paschal lamb that take away the sin of the world. And truly, you know that, of course, we know. That is to Bible readers and message readers, we know that Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross during the Passover period. Is that the truth? Children, do you know that?
Yeah.
It was during the Passover that Jesus Christ himself was nailed to the cross. And God had, we had earlier said,
as the son tele pe,
that in the beginning,
pe ni atete kon se,
when our father Adam and Eve sinned,
nigba ti baba wa Adamu ati Eva ti won dese,
what did God do to cover their sin? God took a lamb and killed the lamb. And that is why Brother Abraham said, if God ever does anything one way at one time, that is the perfect way God has done it. And God doesn't change his mind concerning his word. Because he is infinite, what he did yesterday, he does today, and he does forever. Praise the Lord. So, but Abraham said that this same Jesus, in who God put his name,
ninu eni ti Olorun fi oruko re si,
in who God dwelt,
ninu eni ti Olorun gbe,
yes sir, and being the Passover lamb,
nitori pe o si je odun agutan ere koja,
he was killed
apa
on at Calvary,
ni ori oke Calvary,
his blood was shed
ata ese eje re sile.
And when he died, and the two male factor that were crucified with him also died. He said, because of the Passover, we have to break their bones. So that they will not say that they have risen.
So that they will be
truly dead. So they came to the first thief on the left. They broke his bone. The true Passover lamb, they got to him. He wanted to. He said he's dead. And one said, to be sure that he's dead, he took a spear, pierced him. Because the scripture says he will be looked upon and as the one that is what? Pierced. God bless you. So they pierce him. But when they got to the third thief, they look at him. Did we learn something there? Like I was saying, I think I was saying the same thing at the Easter. If there is a word of God to anything, I don't care who is against it. Everybody that is against it will fall. And that's what God has said will remain. I don't care who you are, because it is the commandment of the Lord. Once it goes forth, that is the father of all spirits. No spirit can go against what God said. I don't care who the person is. You talk about all these demons. Lie. When they come to where Jesus is, they must bow. That is the word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So the word of God is in Jesus Christ, that his bone must not be broken. When they took Joseph, they said we will kill him. Because the word of God was in the life of Joseph. Could they kill Joseph? They changed their mind. That's the way it will be. That is why we should have confidence in the word of the Lord concerning us. Oh, mercy. May God help us and give us revelation. Once we can attach, once we know that this word of God is for me. I don't care who is against you. I don't care who loves you or who doesn't love you. The word of God will prevail in your life. Praise ye the Lord. So they could not break his bone. It is not possible for them to break his bone. Even if Satan annoyed them, like Pastor used to say, if Satan knows how to disobey God, let him go and learn more course on how to disobey God. Even if he tried it, God will paralyze that hand. My pastor said, who do you call God? May God help us. Praise ye the Lord. So that is the Passover lamb. And that is where God put his name. Then the question, Brother Abraham said, okay, before we continue. Alright. Brother Abraham said, let me try to read this one also. You know, Brother Abraham said, everything that they do in the Old Testament, all the sacrifices, everything, mention it from the beginning to the end. All the seven feasts. Everything points to who? Points to Christ Jesus. So Brother Abraham said, and there is another thing they do in the Old Testament, which Brother Abraham mentioned here. The male offering. Flour. Oh, this
Irukara. Ebo dije.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know how it's Yoruba. So the meal offering.
Ebo dije.
Rabbi said that is talking about Jesus Christ.
E yin so nipa Jesus Christi.
During the Easter meetings, we learned about the scapegoat.
Ni atun de aso nipa eran ti atu sile.
That is also talking about Jesus Christ.
The
denomination said that the scapegoat is Satan. and the word, the God that is of the Lord is Jesus Christ. We actually thank God for the prophet of the Lord. Ordinarily, you will think as a normal human being that truly the scapegoat must be Satan. But Baba taught us that both the scapegoat and the goat that the lot of the Lord fell upon, they are representing Christ Jesus. Because Satan cannot take your sin away. Is it possible for Satan to take away your sin? The author of sin is the one. So it's not possible for him to take away sin. That is why he cannot also heal. No, heal Boyasan. May God help us. Alright, let me paragraph 77 of God's chosen place of worship. Before we go to let's read this one. Now, paragraph 77. Okay. Rabbi said, notice again another great thing here. I wouldn't skip it by. Because he was represented in the offerings. The male offering. I remember one time they had a school. In the Bible, called the school of the prophets, and it was quite a school. And we find out that Elisha went up there to that school one day. They prayed him to leave, said, "When you are around here, things are too straight." So they wanted him to get away. And they went out to get him a dinner. And a bunch of the priests went out. Or prophets. To get some peace. To make a dinner for him. And when they did, they gathered a great big armful of them. And when they come back, it was white gold. Which was poison. And they threw them into the pot. And the pot began to boil. Somebody said, "Alas, there is death in the pot. Now we can't even eat." And Elisha said, "Bring me a handful of meal." And he took the meal and threw it into the pot. And said, "Eat, the pot is healed." The meal of it was Christ. Every ball had to be set the same. And every little piece of meal had to be granted the same. For the meal offering. Showing that he is the healer. He substitutes and takes away death and put life by the two laws. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where is death? Where death is, one place, when Christ comes in, life comes in. Praise the Lord. Now let's come to paragraph 69. I'd like to read that too. Paragraph 69 of the same sermon. And another, let's continue. And another shadow of Jesus here, I've got marked down the scripture. He foreshadowed here, he must be without a blemish. The place he put his name, this lamb must be without a blemish. Now, what denomination or system can you pin to this? But can you pin this to? What church? Catholic?
Protestant,
Jewish, whatever it is, what system, denomination, can you pin that to without a blemish on it? Is all rejected and refused. But there is a place, hallelujah, that place is in Jesus Christ. There is not a blemish on him. There is no fault in him. You cannot pin this. All these people try to do so. Say their church is without fault. And all this. And all this that they say.
Ati gbogbo ti won so yi
is filthy.
O kun fun egbe.
Word broken.
Ti won se oro Olorun.
Word lovers have dead.
Ti won olufe to je pe won ti kule apa kan.
Laodicea
o.
Creed
agbewo.
But it is not the truth.
Mo ko nse otito.
But even Pilate himself, his enemy, said, his enemy said, I can find no fault in him. His own enemy testified there was no fault in Christ, in him. You can't put any sin on him. He said to the priest of his days, which one of you can accuse me of sin? Who can show me that I am a sinner? Tell me one church that can say they never did do anything wrong. Frankly, there is not one of them. Hardly, but what is murdered and done everything there is on the calendar to do hardly.
No.
They murder and do everything there is on the calendar to do. So it's not God's meeting place of worship in any creed or denomination. Listen attentively. My friend, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I am responsible for a message. That message is, come out of this mess. If I ask you to come out, where am I going to take you to? Will I take you to Abraham Tabernacle? Is as much faulty as any of the rest of them. But there is one place I can take you to where you are safe and protected from death. That is Jesus Christ. Is God's place of worship. That is the place I'm introducing to you tonight. Where God put his name, where he promised he will meet every person that comes in there. He will worship in with him and feast with him. That is in Christ. Not in no church. No tabernacle. Praise the Lord. Let me try to separate this before as we continue. Of course, many of us know it. But Abraham taught us that when we are baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that brings us to the body of believers, a local at church. It brings us to the body of believers. That is the local church. That does not take us inside of Christ Jesus. It is to be a member of a local assembly. And you are protected by the protection that God has over that local assembly. Yes, sir. Because the local assembly is basically, they are partially under the blood. So that's the covering that cover that local assembly covers you. That is why Apostle Paul said, if anyone has behaved disorderly, has committed a sin, and is not ready to repent, the church has the right to do what? To excommunicate him. So that he will not pollute the camp one, and so that he can be outside of the protection of the of that name, so that Satan can have access to him, so that he can come back to the church. Did you understand? Excommunication, like we as we used to look at it, is not even bad. Is to help the soul of that one. So that that one, Satan could have access to his body. And so that he can run back to Christ. To the local church. It is not the with the aim of being cruel. But rather, to help that soul to come back in line. To help that soul to come back in line. Praise ye the Lord. So, baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ put us under that protection. But that does not put us in Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Abraham said so. And we will read it before we close. Okay, let's continue where we are reading. All right. But in Christ, he is God's tabernacle. He is the place that God came into. Did you understand that? Christ Jesus is the place that God came into.
Jesus Christ, ohun ni ibi na ti Olorun wo inu re.
Came in himself and dwelt in him. This is my beloved son in whom I am pleased to dwell in. There is where God tabernacled, brought his name and place it upon Jesus Christ. Therefore, in him was put in. Therefore, his name was put in a man. His son, Jesus Christ, in which he tabernacled himself. And in that tabernacle, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then the question is, how do we get inside Christ? Praise the Lord. Let's try to look at what Brother Bram said. The way I wanted us to look at it, is being summarized in the morning. Yeah, it's been summarized in the morning. Basically, Brother Brown taught us about Holy Ghost in every age.
Holy Ghost.
In the church ages,
Brother
Brown proved the evidence of the Holy Ghost
by
when he gave that subtitle, Holy Ghost in every age. Yes, so, but we can't get to that place this evening. Now, how do we get in Christ? That is God's only place of worship. God's only place of worship. Paragraph 224. God's only place of worship. Let's read 223, then we'll go to 224 and 225. And remember, you say, God's only place of worship. Paragraph 234. And remember, you say, well, I believe. Yes, I come in. I come into. Remember. You are saying, remember. The Bible says, you say, well, the Bible says, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is saved, or shall be saved. It says that, but remember, it is written, no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. See, you might say, he is, but he isn't until the Holy Spirit itself, which gives life to the word, prove it by vindicating that you are the Son of God. That's the scripture. The place that I choose to put my name, you shall not worship in any other gate, but in the gate that I put my name in, then I will receive you. You are in my family. Now, the family of God obeys the order of the Father of the family. And he is the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Of his dominion and reign, there shall be no end. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and him being governor, king,
Oba,
Emmanuel,
first,
Akoko,
last,
Okwin, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Every one of his children obey every word to the other because they are part of him.
Gbogbo awon omo re o ma n gboran si oro re ni ekunrere nitori pe won ji ara re
We live in our home like Abraham's
lived.
You live in your home.
The
Joneses. Like the Joneses live. And in the house of God, we live by the word of God. And every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, and any other fraud, we won't listen to him. See, you shall eat unleavened bread. Every church age, just as I give it to you. But don't try to go back and inject the order into this. And inject that over into this. Because it comes unto the stock. Ye shall take the bones and things that is left over of the sacrifice and burn them. Gone. The church age died. Went out. We are in another one now. Amen. All right. Paragraph 224. 224. The same sermon. God's only provided place of worship. Now, the question is, how do we get in him? Okay. Now, this may pinch you just a little. But you know, like taking medicine, if it don't make you sick, it don't do you no good. See, now, the Lutherans wanted to get in one way. Where? But by joining the Lutheran Church, the Methodists wanted to get in by shouting. The Pentecostal wanted to get in by speaking in tongues. Okay. Let me try to help us a little before we. All right. No, at the time of the Lutherans, they said the messenger to that age said, the just shall live by his faith, by faith.
All
right. And everyone that believes that actually believe the message of Luther, they were true sons and daughters of God. The Methodist said, when you are so enthused that you can shout and scream, that is the Holy Ghost. Those that truly believe the message of that day, they were sons and daughters of God. In the time of the Pentecostals, they said, when you speak in tongues, you receive the Holy Ghost. As at that time, they that actually received the Holy Ghost spoke in tongues. I hope you know, Mr. Star, what I'm saying.
All
right. Now, Brother Abraham said, he got to a point, you know, William Seymour, Martin Luther, John Wesley, William Seymour were true servants of God in their days. Martin Luther for the time of the fifth age. John Wesley for the time of the sixth age.
John Wesley for the time of the sixth
age. At the onset of this seventh age, God restored the gifts. And the Pentecostal said, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is by speaking in tongues. That is where they denominated. And they died. That is why that time of William Seymour didn't last long. Did we know who William Seymour is? That was the black man that has one bad eyes that God used to restore the gifts among the Pentecostals.
That was
the one that God used during Azusa Street in America. He started the Pentecostal move. So they denominated by saying that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Yes, all right. Let's now continue. So 226. Here the Methodist age. Now the Lutheran wanted to get in one way. By joining the Lutheran church. The Methodists wanted to get in by shouting. The Pentecostal wanted to get in by speaking in tongues. That isn't it. See, no. That is gift. It's not the evidence. It is the gift. It is the gift. But we are talking of the giver of the gift. We are talking about the Holy Ghost. We are not talking about the gift. I don't know whether you understand what Abraham is saying. So we are talking about the giver of the gift. The giver of the gift is Christ Jesus. And we must be in Christ Jesus. Not accepting gifts. Gifts are good, but gifts is not the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Praise ye the Lord. Alright. Okay. Brother said, that is. Alright. It's even here. That is gift. And so forth. But 4 Corinthians 12 says.
1 Corinthians.
By one spirit, spirit of God, which is the life giver to the word, the seed, to vindicate that seed for that season. Like I said, it was summarized in the morning. In every age, God placed a seed of that age, the seed gem, in every predestinated seed for that age. And when they come to the message of their age, that seed came to life. In other words, that seed of God is quickened. It comes to life. All right. That makes them to live by every word that the messenger of that age talk about or preach. Because that is the seed in them. It is the message of their day. That seed in them. It is the message of their day. And when they come across that messenger of that age, which is the light of that age, that seed comes to life. That seed is quickened. And because the seed that was there was the word of God for their day, the seed in them was the word of God for their day. And it is now quickened. It is not difficult for them to obey every word. Because that is their life. That is their what? Their life. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, let's try to complete it and close.
See,
if we go to the Holy Ghost in every age, Brabra stated it clear there. All right. So where are we? 2 to 6. Here is the Methodist age seed lying there.
Nibi ni by joy na ti by joy na Methodist ti wa ni be o.
It's taking the Holy Spirit to make that seed come to life. Purify the church by sanctification. Luther didn't preach that. Because he didn't know it. The Pentecostal wanted to speak in tongues for the restoration of the gift. Each one declare that is it. That is it. But by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. And that body is a family, the family of God. And that is the house of God. And the house of God is the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus, the name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Now, how you are going to come in by a title? How is your church going to be received by saying paid to the order of Reverend Doctor Minister? Oh yeah now. You might be a reverend, doctor, minister, but the name of the Lord is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Well, by the grace of God, we will have to go to the Holy Ghost in every age and try to read it step by step the way Abraham put it. So that maybe those of us that do not get it properly now, we will understand. You see, the Holy Ghost in every age. It is true, everybody has their definition of what the Holy Ghost is. But what is the word definition of the true evidence of the Holy Ghost? You can speak in tongues. That is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. You can shout. It's not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Every other manifestations are not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Brabram specifically said the true evidence is for every believer to be able to live by the word of God by the Holy Ghost. That is basically the summary. If you speak in tongues and the word of God says something and you argue with it, you are born of a wrong spirit. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. May God help us. I don't know. All right. No problem. is well. Oh, all is well. Oh, we have heard the message, Shalom. All is well. Of perfect rest behind the inner being. Oh, so rest, little bride, rest, all is well. One more time now. All is well. Chosen place of our Lord, where he meets every worshiper, is in Christ Jesus. And the only place to enter into Jesus Christ is by one Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, that we are all baptized into that one body. It is no more the body of the church, it is no more the body of believer, but the body of Christ, the mystical body of Jesus Christ. The body of believer, the body of believers, is the local assembly. The mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be inside Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. And that is where we are safe and secured. That is where God will meet every worshiper. Let's commit ourselves unto him. Let's commit ourselves unto him. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I request God's servant to come and commit us to God in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this second or the last service of the day. We thank you very much for the worship service. We thank you for the reading of the scriptures. And Lord, this portion of your word that we have listened to, Lord, the things that were read are from the message. And Lord, the utterances, we are grateful unto you for what you are trying to pass across to us. Lord, to make us realize one thing, that there is only one place that you promise to meet the worshiper, and that is under the blood. Lord, where you put your name by the Holy Spirit, there Jesus. Your prophet have told us that the highlight of this message is the Holy Ghost baptism. And that is where lays every other blessing, Lord, that you have promised us as members of the bride. We pray, dear God of heaven, that as many as are not sure yet that they are in the body of the Lord, we pray that you will be gracious unto them.
Amen.
Help their faith, dear Father.
Amen.
Take away whatsoever might stand as obstacles or barriers, be it sin, be it self, be it whatsoever, may you remove it, Heavenly Father. Bring each one to a point, O God, of assurance, Lord, where they will know that they are passed from death unto life. Grant it, Eternal Father. May the Holy Spirit position your word rightly in the heart of everyone, Father. Give us the revelation of the same, O God. Lord, that we might go forth as sons and daughters of yours, ambassadors of your kingdom. Grant it, Eternal Father. Lord, this week that we have just started, we have come to your house to receive blessings, Lord, so that we can go into the world and do exploits for you. We pray, O God, that the faith, the blessings, the inspiration, the anointing we have gathered in your presence may go ahead of us, may go with us, may be our protection, may surround us from every works of the enemy. Lord, may we move, O God of heaven and earth, as Lord, anointed sons and daughters of yours, that wherever we go, the enemy will take his flight.
Amen.
Help us to represent you correctly.
Amen.
Help us, dear Father, to be a true ambassador, Lord. Make us true witnesses of yours. Where we walk, where we live, whatsoever environment we find ourselves, may the light of God in us may prevail over the atmosphere. Lord, take sin far away from us, dear God. May none of us be captured, Lord, by the slavery of unrighteousness. Thank you, Eternal Father. Give us good and perfect throughout the week. Remember your servant in Kaduna, we pray you be his strength. May your protection be upon him. As he runs up, O God, the services there, O God, by Tuesday, when you'll be going to local jail, may you take him there safely. While he gets there, may you be with him also. And make use of him once again as a great channel of blessing unto your people. Thank you, Eternal Father. We pray for a brother that is down in health. May you completely revive him, dear God.
Amen.
And flush out every affliction from his body.
Amen.
Put him back on his feet, O God.
Amen.
That every member of his body will function fine to the glory of your name. Let it be, Eternal Father.
Amen.
So I pray, O living God, that Lord, thou almighty God, that walk mysterious ways, wonders to perform, that by next Sunday, he'll be strong enough to be in church, dear Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Be with all of us throughout the week, O God. Lord, may the angel of the Lord go ahead of us, O Father. Destroy every enemy before us. Fight our battles for us. May the victory be ours through your name. Thank you, King of glory. If there be travelers, may your protection be with them. Lord, whatsoever work your children does, may you prosper the works of our hands. Rebuild the devourers for our sake, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. By Wednesday, as many of us as are in town, may you bring us back in your house, O Father, for more of your blessings. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And you do well.
The Lord bless
you.
This barrier that we have mentioned before, not the burial. We mentioned the passing away of the mother-in-law of Sister Deborah Ezemuze. Ezemuze, that is the mother-in-law of Sister Deborah.
Tiwon pakunda awon ni iya oko arabinrin Deborah.
Well, I think we are just having the invitation now. That is when we actually can see something to announce. And it is next week, Friday 24th of April, which is next week, will be the wake up service.
Ojo eti to nbo yi o ni wa se
essence oni gbagbo. On Saturday is the burial.
Ojo Saturday ohun ni isinku.
And on Sunday they say it's Thanksgiving in our church.
Ojo Aiku won wa isidupe ninu ijo.
Yeah. So everything will take place in a place at Ure in 01 East Local Government Area, Edo State.
Ongogo won se ni Ure ni Onwa. Ipinle Onwa.
There is no Onwa in Ipinle in Nigeria. I don't think you want to create one. So
yes,
I don't know whether you have put that across to the house for them to deliberate about. All right. So let's be in prayers for the families and the church and for those who we attend. God has helped us, the ministers. We already have somebody who is going to represent us. So that of the minister is settled. Baba will be in attendance. So the minister is already represented.
Baba, I won't want bell to our so don't know.
So the remaining now is in a congregation with the men now. God bless you. Right. So let's be in prayers for them and whichever way we can be of support. Let's do the same. Trusting God to see them through. Those areas are always like this period. If it starts to rain, the rain will just pour and pour and pour.
When it's a year two, you babes in your road, you can roll road.
Yeah. One time we went to do one burial at Emira.
Like cook at one losses, it is a cook and Emira.
The rain, to even carry the casket to where they will bury Nawahala.
The people
could not get there. Those that were carrying, they were falling down with the casket.
No.
It was a terrible experience.
Yeah.
No.
Let's
be in prayers for them that the Lord will be
there.
And give them good weather. God bless you. Let's continue to remember the pastor in prayer. He's rounding up his stay in service in Kaduna today.
We'll
rest tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, he hopes to be going to Lokoja.
Ni ojo isegun wa lo si Lokoja.
And then spend that week.
Wo wa duro be fun pelu won ni fun bo se.
After that week that he hope to return back.
Lopo leyin ose yi ni won awon reti won lati pada.
Yeah, the days are not increasing, they are reducing. So
awon ojo yi ko si pe won po si o, won kere si ni.
Let's also remember to pray for Bramuiwa. That the Lord will perfect his head.
That's
the breadwinner of a family. And it is on daily effort, the they survive.
O si je pe ojojumo ni won sise ti won fi ri owo ko nse owo sosu ni won gba o.
So at this junction it will be something else.
Iru asiko akoko yi yo lagbara die o.
Let's trust the Lord and the Lord will be their help.
E je ka gbadura ka pe kele Olorun pe Olorun yo je iranlowo fun won.
And in any way we can be of help to them, let's be of help.
Je gbogbo ona ti awa na ba fi le je iranlowo fun won. E je ka je iranlowo fun won.
Lord bless you. God willing, our next gathering will be on Wednesday.
Ikujopo wa yo je ni ojo ai ni ojo ojoru tumbo ojoru ose yi.
Us behind our life, you to meet.
Ki Olorun ko ko da gugu wa o. A o pa do ye ka pade o.
God bless you.
Olorun do ran wa lo.
I don't know whether this song is in this book. I'm no longer a slave to Satan. Is it in this book? There or you see your is it the compared to okay yeah. Shall we rise please? You on right.